producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden here with you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Post your Christmas weekend.
Okay. Oh, wait. No. Is it over?
No, it's not over. Oh. I like having Christmas on a Friday. It worked well this weekend.
Yeah, I actually think that we should reinstate a rule for Christmas Friday always.
Jesus' birthday should always fall on a Friday, just like we do with the presidents. It's very convenient for us.
I'm telling you, I think it works the best because then you have a couple of days to sort of let it clear. Although today I still feel like Christmas hungover, you know?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with alcohol, just a little, a little fog.
I watched football yesterday. I returned presents. We cleaned the house of all the clutter. We even started making a plan to put all the Christmas presents or the Christmas decorations away. And I was like, man, I feel good. I feel like I got something done. It's not like you come back to work and you're all rushed and just discombobulated from all the just clutter of that is your life around
you. Yeah.
Christmas.
Oh, no. I had time to clean up. I think there was time for that. It's just, when you kind of look at it as a 4-day weekend, sort of.
It's all good.
It's hard to go back to work the next day.
A friend of mine, Christmas Day, everything's back in the attic.
Maria.
Yeah, Maria. Yep.
So stupid. I love her. Maria Bailey used to be a contributor to this show, and one of her things is that on, literally at the strike of, 9 p.m. on Christmas, she's got everything taken down already.
They finish opening the presents, and boom, she's got the attic open, putting everything back in there. Man, you are a freak of nature. So, anyway.
Well, when do you guys take down Christmas? I think that's a good question, because I leave mine up till New Year's Day.
No, I'm married to a Latina.
Oh, so you have to go for 6 days after?
Yeah, the King's Day.
So you just said you had a cleanup plan, so your plan's actually for 2 weeks from now.
No, here's the negotiation that we were able to make, okay? We will take down the lights outside and the wreaths this week. This weekend, we will take down all the decorations and store them. Then next weekend, we will take down the trees. So the only thing that will be standing after this Sunday will be the two trees. After that, it all comes down. It's funny. Being married to a Latina, Christmas is so interesting. My wife has been here since she was 18 years old, 17 years old.
So she's now 22, so it's been
a while. Yeah, exactly. So, more than half her life she's been here. So you'd think she'd get the American way now, but no. It's just the whole Santa things is... Janet, you can't leave receipts laying on the dining room table. Janet, you can't leave packages in the back of the car. Just stuff like this. And, with the whole decorating thing, it's like, okay, now we got to wait 3 weeks. There's this clash, the Irish and the Latin family inside of our house. And it's funny. It's really funny. I hope your weekend was great. Hope you guys had a great Christmas, a great holiday. Got New Year's upon us this week and all kinds of things going on in the world. Unfortunately, one fellow from Indiana won't be celebrating New Year's with us because he was apparently too busy staring at his phone while on the cliffs of San Diego and fell off and died.
Yeah, this was in your backyard, Kenny. What happened?
Oh, it's a beautiful... Well, apparently he was walking out at this gorgeous spot out at the ocean taking pictures with some kind of device, and he wasn't watching his steps.
Oh, no.
And they call it Sunset Cliffs for a reason. And
he's really sunsetting
right
for him.
Yeah,
wow.
He went right over the side. There were some people that were out there, not part of his group or anything, but there were some people out there who saw it and quickly rushed and made a rope and went down to try and get him, but he was gone.
Well, it's sad, but at the same time, it's one of these stories where you really have to pay attention to what you're doing, especially when you're standing near a 100-foot cliff.
But when, I mean, gosh, your parents used to always tell you, watch where you're going, watch when you're going, you know, watch your step, watch this. I mean, when at some point do you become an adult and not have to be reminded about
right.
that? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
This is the same kind of thing we used to hear every once in a while about the Grand Canyon. Somebody would be getting too close to the edge, taking their picture, and would go over
just,
the side.
You know, you fall in the Grand Canyon, I don't have a lot of sympathy.
Right.
Exactly. Like the Darwin Award.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Weather probably the big thing going on around the country
Huge.
This weekend. So let's take a look at that. We got blizzards. We got tornadoes. We got
1,500 flights canceled. And, you know, people trying to get home after Christmas weekend. That causes nothing but mess. But, yeah, blizzard conditions, Rich, were the latest in the subset of extreme weather hitting the heartland. After a bunch of storms left 43 people dead across 7 states over the last 4 days.
Wow.
I have a friend on Facebook, my mom's best friend growing up, actually, lives in Roswell, New Mexico. And the pictures that she had on Facebook this past weekend were insane. You would have thought she lived, I mean, gosh, on the East Coast in Colorado. The snow was incredible. Heavy snow in New Mexico, West
wow.
Texas, all across the Oklahoma Panhandle. And even into Texas, residents of Dallas looked at damage over the weekend from 9 tornadoes that swept through the region that killed at least 11 people. 1,450 homes were damaged or destroyed. Vehicles mangled, power lines down, trees toppled, all kinds of stuff. Just weird weather. Heavy rain, wind, falling temperature, and then you have the snow following right behind it. So bizarre.
Well, you know, it's here in D.C., everybody's freaking out because, not really freaking out, it's just weird.
You're in shorts.
Right, we're in shorts and t-shirt right now. It was 71 degrees on Christmas Day, and my son and I are riding skateboards the day after Christmas. You get a new skateboard. And and people are like, I can't get into the Christmas spirit in this weather. And I'm like, stop your whining. It's great.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. But it rained. I mean, we must have had 4 or 5 inches of rain over the past 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
If we had freezing temperatures, I know we'd have 2 feet of snow on the ground. It's
been really funny. It just is a strange winter, and people talk about El Nino and global warming,
yeah.
or, you know, forget talking about just weather patterns. But, you know, on my iPhone, you have that little weather app that you can click
right.
through, and it's
yeah.
got cities in it. And I have New York in there, and New York is right underneath Los Angeles for me, where I live. I'm in Los Angeles. And consistently, over the last 2 weeks, maybe even longer, it has been colder in L.A. than it has been in New York. For 2 weeks. I mean, it's just so crazy.
I love it.
48 degrees, 46 degrees. I mean, it's been cold around here.
You know, I had to have a talk with my kids. And my son is like, global warming, global warming.
You had to talk to those little punks?
Well, every now and then.
Okay.
But, you know, and I'm like, Sean, let's have a little understanding about global warming, okay? And he's getting this in school, and I don't think they teach global warming. I don't think they're indoctrinating the kids.
No, but I think parents will say it as a joke, and kids hear it, and so then they joke everything's global warming.
Here's a thing called El Nino. It happens every few years. It's cyclical. It keeps the cold air north, brings the warm air from the south up closer to us, and that's what's giving us the warmer air this week. We've had El Nino before. We'll have El Nino again. And that's how it works. The Earth tilts on its axis, so we're exposed to the warmer air, blah, 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 blah. Global warming. Yes, we do affect our environment. And yes, our pollution does affect the environment. But you cannot cause the kind of things that are going on right now. And I know a bunch of people are going to throw the radio, but, you know, it's just... It's this whole chicken in the sky. The sky is falling kind of mentality. And he's 11.
Right.
Think with your head and then, you know, watch the weather, watch the patterns. And, you know, I'm like, dude, what did you just hear on the news? The last time it was this warm on Christmas Day was what? 1933. So that means what happened in 1933? Right. And before that, and before that, and before
that. So does he look at you when you're giving him the old daddy lecture? Does he look at you like, oh, boy?
No, I mean, we haven't. It's cool.
So he talks back.
No, we actually have conversations about it. I mean, he's, you know, he's a smart kid, so we actually have an interesting conversation. But you know what? My highlight of the weekend was in conversation with my kids, Ken Kessler.
Yes.
The Beatles.
Beatles.
The Beatles being streaming music now is like one of the greatest things. My kids love it.
Can I wage a complaint about the Beatles, though?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so
we'll probably fight with you, Ken and I.
No, you won't. This is just a weird thing because I love the Beatles. Look, my mom is. I would actually pit her against Kenny as the world's ultimate Beatles fan.
So, for those who aren't aware, all of the Beatles music on Christmas Eve Day became available on streaming sites like Spotify and Stitcher and Apple Music and Rhapsody and on and on and on.
Right.
So now you have access to all of the Beatles music on your streaming services.
And believe me, this has nothing to do with the content. So it was kind of odd because I usually use Amazon Music for my music collection.
Okay.
And I hadn't really gone into Amazon before since Christmas because I downloaded a little Christmas music. I've been using that, you know, haven't really gone into it to add anything else to my account. But over the weekend, or for Christmas, actually, Santa got me a brand new TV set.
Ooh.
Nice. To replace the one in my living room. So put up the TV this weekend, and I had a sound bar with that TV that wasn't
was
with my old TV, which wasn't exactly working great. My dad had given me a sound bar like a year ago to replace it, but he just decided it wasn't that was broken. It's a long story. Anyway, so I wanted to put up the new sound bar with the new TV. So as I'm doing that, the sound bar has Bluetooth. So
right.
I'm testing it out once it's hooked up, and I decided to use my Amazon to test that, and I click into it, and I just clicked my most recently purchase songs just to play a song just to test. And do you know that the entire Beatles library is in there?
Oh,
without
Amazon.
Me actually selecting it?
Ah, they pulled an iTunes U2 on you.
Now, don't think that I wouldn't. I mean, I do want them. I mean, I would have actually probably gone in there this week and probably downloaded the songs into my collection because I love the Beatles. But I just think it's so weird. I hate the fact that they can just go in there and tell you what you want.
No,
if there's songs in there that I don't like, and what if they missed a few that I do? I mean, come on.
I'm with
you. Amazon.
But see, I'm totally forget that whole download thing. I was at a buddy's house last night. He's got these hard drives with his whole music collection. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
Apple has 31 million songs on it. Just go with it, you know? You don't need to manage a library anymore. Just have it all at your fingertips. It's great. So, but anyway, the White Album, Ken, very popular with my kids. Bungalow Bill, Rocky Raccoon.
Oh, Rocky Raccoon,
It's all good. So, all right, there you are. You're up to date now on the Good Day Show. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
My credit card debt was killing me. The interest rates were crazy. With Avant's lower fixed rates, I now have money and a life.
I needed money to pay off my credit card debt. Avant gave me a fixed rate that was way less than I was paying.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank. Join the thousands of people who have turned to Avant to pay off their credit cards at a lower fixed rate. There are no added fees or charges on unsecured loans, and you could have money in your account in as little as one business day, and it only takes a few minutes to apply. And right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates at no risk and to get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 7171. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day. Approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
We Avant non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From my grandma, it was pink and black. But don't worry, be happy, was printed on the back.
He wrote upon it,
"Return to Santa, just send me cash, your tacky sweater."
It's that time of year again, 23 past the hour on a good day. And I'm sure you've got your gifts where you put some away, and then you got some sitting next to the door where this has to go back to Bed Bath & Beyond. This has to go back to Toys R Us. This has to go back to Best Buy. And this has to go back to Target. That was our trip yesterday all through the shopping center. How about you, Jeff?
I came up with an idea.
What's that?
Actually. Because I try to bring you a pretty good gift.
Yeah.
Some people don't try as hard as I do. So every year I have an ornament exchange party where you bring a Christmas ornament and it's,
yeah,
you know, everybody kind of battles out for the ornaments that they want. I decided that is getting old. I think next year I'm going to cancel it and instead change the party to be like the weekend after Christmas.
Oh,
and have
cool.
Everybody bring their least favorite, tackiest, horrible Christmas gift.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or a special Christmas version of White Elephant. Do we like it?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Do you think people will cry?
I'd love to do that. That is so cool.
Because you know there's always one gift where you look at it and you go...
So what was yours? What did you get this year that is just like, you're like, eh?
Gosh, this is going to be so bad. There's no winning in this situation. I got some prayer candles.
Really?
You know, like the Latinos use on the freeway
when
someone dies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have the Golden Girls on them.
Really?
Wow.
That's almost going out of your way to be tacky. Like you really had the want to be that tacky. Can you tell us who gave them to you?
Nope. Well, it's already too late now. I already gave them to
you. Oh. Jennifer at Doug Steffen.
You make me feel bad because I love this.
That's so funny. That's hysterical. Well, you know, I heard this morning that, and this blew my mind, when you return, like, my wife and I, we're probably driving Bed Bath & Beyond crazy because we bought Fitbits. And
Bed Bath and Beyond?
Yeah, because they had like a 20% off. So instead of the charge being $129, it was $99. Then you use your 20% coupon, your Bed Bath & Beyond coupons, and it was like $79.99. Mm-hmm. And then she got the little one. So then she decided she didn't like the little one. She wanted the bigger one. And then I decided I had bought one from Amazon and had to return it because she found this coupon at Bed Bath & Beyond. So over the long story short, over the past 5 days, I think we've bought 6 Fitbits and returned them, four of them back to Bed Bath & Beyond. And she ended up with a totally different brand, and I ended up with a Polar activity bracelet thing. And so Bed Bath & Beyond has to be just like going, who are you people?
Not these people.
What are you doing? The girl at the return desk is like, you again?
Oh, no. That's embarrassing, Rich. Come on.
No, it's really funny. But what I found out was when we return these Fitbits or you return anything, it doesn't go back to the manufacturer, and they don't repackage it and resell it. It gets sold off to a third-party vendor who then sells the stuff on eBay. So
really,
here I am. I thought that my Fitbit, for example, would go back to Fitbit. They would put it in a pretty new package, and they would send it back to another retailer, and it would get sold. No. You'll end up finding this stuff on eBay for half off, something like that. So now my new plan is I'm going to go start cruising eBay for all the things I didn't get that may have gotten returned, repackaged, and sold at a discount.
Wow.
What a deal.
So that doesn't go back to the manufacturer, huh?
Apparently, in a lot of cases, it doesn't. So check it out, eBay, if you want to get your discounts post-Christmas. It's 28 past on a good day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Where I'm from, we say, crisp sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 crisp sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
What will you find when Ancestry opens up the best collections of 2015 for free? This weekend, Ancestry is allowing unlimited searching of our most popular collections free, but only for a limited time. Visit TryAncestry.com December 26th through the 29th and discover stories, facts, view photographs, and more for free. Uncover the incredible stories that led to you. Free access is only for a limited time and only when you visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Sam's Doug Steffens. It's Jennifer, Rich, and Ken with you here. It's our Monday morning get-together where we let Doug take a break for a little bit, which is actually kind of fun.
He's a snoozer.
He is a snoozer. Well, he's traveling across country. He's in California now.
Oh,
so.
Boo-hoo. I'm in California, too.
Yeah,
3 a.m. is good for you.
But you know Doug. You know Doug. So, good news in the Middle East. A little bit of Iraqi force kicking butt here. They seem to have retaken some key government facilities in central Ramadi from the Islamic State fighters, driving the militants from the city where they held since May. The Speaker of the Parliament, Salim al-Jubouri, hailed the big victory, saying it's the beginning of the liberation of Mosul. And, for me...
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's a good sign to see that the Iraqi fighters can actually do something.
Yeah, it's a good sign. And don't think that our money is not helping do this, because it really, really is.
Well, they're U.S.-backed, of course, but, you know,
The gray area starts for a lot of people with what President Obama says when he comes out and he says that we are winning the war on ISIS. And stories like this that are highly publicized are good stories.
Right.
And
yes.
But they are very highly publicized. And when you have the story maybe about a month ago where we recaptured Sinjar, which is that area in Iraq that has a big highway going through it that connects Iraq and southern Iraq with Syria, that was a huge thing for us to get that back. Now you have Ramadi, which has been, heavily flooded with ISIS for probably about a year.
Right.
And to have them flushed out of this area is also really a good thing. I mean, this is all good news. This is the part that President Obama can really talk about when he's doing those speeches. Where the gray area comes in is that you don't hear is that they're being rushed out of Iraq, but now they're taking up stronghold positioning in Libya. So it's good news for Iraq, and that's our closer ally, and it's good that we're making these people go somewhere else, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're stopping the spread of the philosophy or that it's stopping them from other regions. So yeah, it's a win, definitely. I'd be curious. Glad we're doing something, and I'm glad we're training people to do something. It's just this isn't necessarily, I think, knocking down the number of ISIS fighters out there.
You know what? With the French just pummeling them the last month, you got the Russians in there now, you got the Turks coming from the north, and then you got us backing everybody and their brother. You've got to think that these people who are wannabe ISIS fighters are watching the news now. And, you know, after the San Bernardino and after the French things, all but one of the people connected to the French attacks were caught and or killed. And the San Bernardino caught and or killed. Yeah, they got to be thinking, you know, this doesn't end too well for me.
You know, it's funny that you said that because there's a new poll out. Actually, CNN's got it out this morning. And in it, we learned that more Americans at any point since 2001 say that the U.S. is losing the war on terrorism. And a lot of that has to do with Paris and San Bernardino. I think that the West is sort of a little shocked after those two events happening so close together. And 61%, by the way, was the previous high, said that they were dissatisfied with what the country is doing. 3/4 of Americans say that they are not satisfied with how the war on terror is proceeding. That was above the 61% that said that in August of 2007. Kind of an interesting survey, and I think, you know, you just brought up an interesting perspective, how people see things. If you, and you're guessing, right, if you're an ISIS guy, why would you join in? You see how it's ending.
Yeah, every time
if you're here,
see,
you feel like
killed.
You're losing to ISIS. I mean, it's really kind of a matter of where you are, what kind of media you're consuming, I would imagine, and you know, and what kind of news coverage you're getting, because I think everybody sort of feels victimized right now. I think Americans feel like we're losing, but yet you might be right. Maybe some people that are potentially joining the ISIS movement might think twice if they see
a
heavy-handed touch like they've been seeing.
Think about any story or attack that you've heard in the past, you know, 5 years, where they get away with it. They don't know who did it. What happened? Every time, it seems like they get caught, killed, or whatever.
I think that's true with terrorism. I think that might be true in crime. But in terrorism, no. I mean, they die with their cause usually. Usually they take themselves out. It's very rare when you have someone. It's almost, that's kind of a stamp of an American terrorist, is that they try to survive, kind of like Malik and Bruce did.
And that's what these ISIS recruits are. These ISIS recruits from Europe and the United States, they aren't the same, I'm ready to die for Allah and go get my 72 virgins kind of people. They're like, oh, I've got this cause because I have no life and I'm going to go fight with them. Oh, wait a minute, that's what happens? I'm out. Let me go back to playing my video games. So I don't think that their recruiting tool can be as strong is if anybody pays attention to what happens, and maybe they're just too stupid to pay attention.
Well, and I think we also try to judge. I mean, look, I think it's stupid, too. No one could ever recruit me to join ISIS, just like nobody could ever recruit you, Ken, or you, Rich, to join ISIS. I mean, it all is where you are in your life, and it becomes about God. I mean, that's the thing, is that we can laugh off and say an average-thinking person would not want to join ISIS, but someone who is looking to make an impact on society, who feels left behind, who wants to make the ultimate sacrifice for Allah. I mean, it's hard to, from where we sit, to make that judgment.
Right. But and that's where I kind of see that line, that fine line between the one who wants to make the sacrifice for Allah and the one who's just a lost soul looking for something to be a part of and isn't quite that committed.
That's what I never get. I mean, gosh, how many times have we talked about the story over the past year where you hear, and the girls especially are the ones that blow my mind, about these girls that want to, you know, fly over to Syria and join ISIS. It's like, are you kidding me? You can't drive a car.
No,
you
kidding.
Can't show your face. What are you thinking? Like, how could it be so bad in your home of Oklahoma that you're going to actually jump on a plane and try to go to Syria?
Right.
Where you check your rights at the door? I
have no idea.
You know, no idea. It's so crazy. Yeah.
My wife's cousin and her friend just went to Kuwait for a wedding for a friend of theirs. They live in Miami. And a friend of theirs, she was married.
She's married in Kuwait.
Yeah, well, they're Kuwaitis. So they get married.
Kuwaitis get married in Kuwait.
Kuwait, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
there you go. So they went to the wedding. And long story short, the wedding got canceled because the aunt died, and they have to grieve for the aunt, and so they can't have any celebrations. So they get there, and then the whole thing's... But they spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 days in Kuwait. Women, you're off the streets at 10 o'clock. I think they can drive there, but they were just going through all of the cultural things, and they were just like, I do not get it. I do not understand why any woman would want to live there, go there, whatever. It's just all the restrictions that they were just as visitors. And they were just like, it's nuts. I mean, there's nothing going on there.
And you've seen the recruitment tools. I mean, they show like these ladies that join ISIS, like holding cheesecake. It's like,
right.
This it is not about cheesecake, ladies. It is not about cheesecake. Now, especially you, I mean, over the last year, you're seeing that ISIS is actually using women to either scout out beforehand. I mean, gosh, there's a woman involved in Paris, a woman involved in San Bernardino. Used to be women weren't involved in being fighters. They were kind of at home. They were the backup game. Now they're bringing them out to the front line. It's like, no, thank you. I'll stay here, please.
All right, here's a story.
Tulsa any day. #.
I do not get this story. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement today on the issue of comfort women, quote unquote, which is a euphemism referring to Korean women who were forced by the Japanese to work as sex slaves during World War II.
You know, comfort women sounds so much nicer than
doesn't
sex slaves. Yeah.
Right. So the deal is said to include a formal apology from the Japanese prime minister and a $1 billion fund for the surviving victims. How many years? I mean, 70 years we're talking about here? And how many surviving victims? They're going to have like 20 people share that $1 billion. It's just, it's the strangest thing I've seen. But it went on.
Yeah, so. But why now? I mean, I wonder what the timeline has been, because obviously it must have been important if they're still chatting about it.
They must have been talking about it all along and never been able to come to any conclusion. So, and you got to think that most of these people who were sex slaves in World War II are gone by now.
What do you know about the old sex slaves, Ken?
I've already told you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's too weird of a story.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, it's 43 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Football coming up next.
Yeah. Houston.
The beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty has a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet #, what's your why, at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
Forty-seven past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. And are you ready for some football?
My football season is over, actually, Richie, because I play fantasy football and my team,
Yep, so did mine. I'm done. But you
it
know
was
what?
So good. I just had a lot of injuries.
Surprisingly, my Redskins made it to the playoffs, clinched the NFC East, which is in the basement, but
that's
I don't care.
That's a big deal.
I'm taking it, whatever it is.
Big day for Washington yesterday.
So we were at a sports bar Saturday night, and on Saturday night we had... The Wizards had already won in the afternoon. The Capitals were playing and the Redskins were playing. All three teams won. So that's the first time in 30 years that all three teams have played on the same day.
No kidding.
And won.
Really?
And all three teams have winning records. So the Wizards are they're on a 4-game winning streak and they're playing 500 ball. The Redskins clinched the NFC East, and the Capitals are in the lead in their division, too. So Washington sports is looking pretty good right now. Even if the Redskins only go one playoff game, I don't care. It's a big turnaround. But the big story is, I mean, there was a lot of losses yesterday. New England losing and Carolina losing and all over the place. Green Bay, good Lord, what's going on with Green Bay? They just got hammered.
That's part of the reason my fantasy football team, by the way, is so terrible.
They're
so tight. Eddie Lacy, who was supposed to be wonderful, he's just, ugh.
They got offensive line problems big time. Peyton Manning.
Love him.
Help me
Omaha!
Omaha. He is one of the most well-liked players. And when you hear somebody being accused of drugging, doing HGH...
You would never think it's Peyton or
what?
Eli, by the way. Even
what?
Peyton's my favorite.
Peyton Manning. So what's going on here, Ken?
I think it was 2011, 4 or 5 years ago, he was out for the season with a neck injury.
Not just a neck injury, by the way.
Broke
a broken
neck.
Right.
Yeah. And he was in this clinic in Indianapolis where supposedly part of his treatment included HGH, human growth hormones, which is banned by the NFL. Al Jazeera America did a documentary where they went undercover and they talked to someone who was a pharmacist there who said that they supplied the stuff and it went to his wife. When it was shipped to their house, it went to Ashley Manning, had her name on it to keep it from being connected to him. But also said that he and his wife both came by the clinic after hours for intravenous supplements of performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know his wife or what she's involved in. But he, of course, immediately comes out, denies all of this, is very angry in his denial. But when asked about the drugs being sent to his wife, he sort of dances around it and says how that's private and he doesn't know. It's her business. It's not any of his business.
But to be fair, the intern who is a part of this story at that clinic has now recanted his story, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know what? Peyton's too smart to just throw it all out like that.
You
got a guy with a broken neck. Who got to do what I got to do, right? I mean, you never know. So we'll follow this and see what happens. But I'm going to side with Peyton on this one. It's 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jennifer, Ken, and Rich.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Steffens, Good Day, and our regular tech segment at this day with Richard Schemmel, who is the former BuzzFeed contributor and Tech Media Observer. Richard, good morning, and Merry Post Christmas, Happy New Year.
The same to you guys.
Hey,
thank you all.
I hope your Christmas was good, and you don't have a whole lot of things to trade in, but or send back. But it looks like if we have things that we don't really want on the tech side, Amazon is looking to get some of our goods, right?
Yeah, I just realized this last week that Amazon has a trading policy. I was going through all my, going through my office, and I found some DVD sets and some old electronics, and I went on Amazon, and I saw that they will pay you for certain type of items. You just type in the UPC or the item name, and they'll give you three prices. One is for good or brand new, good, and acceptable. And you send, they'll send you a prepaid tag. You send it in. If they don't approve of it, either you can take a lower price or they will send it back to you. So I sent in two DVD sets, one a Disney set and one a Miami Vice, which was never opened. And they want to give me $65 in Amazon credit. So they take phones, cameras, DVDs.
Okay, so they pay you an Amazon credit. That's correct. Interesting. So, because I was expecting you to tell me they were going to give you $10 in cash for your Miami Vice and Disney thing, because
that's if you go to a record store or
right,
video
well,
store.
Or if you go to GameStop, because my son got a new PS4 and all of his old PS3 stuff is now, and they want to give him $30 for the system and $5 or $8 for any of his games and whatnot. So now I'm wondering, can we send this stuff back to Amazon and actually get more for it? Because Amazon's trying to use it to get us to kind of go in that their ecosystem a little bit more, right?
Well,
are they using it as a loss leader?
I don't think so. I think I checked about 30 different items, and there were some, like a brand new router that's only like 6 months old, they wanted to give me $1.09 for.
Okay.
So it depends. It depends on the product. You know, there are CDs they'll give you 10 cents for, or DVDs they'll give you $1.84 for.
Okay.
I just happened to search out the highest ones that I had. And, it's really just a test.
So,
to see how it works.
A little bit ago, we were talking about a story that I had heard where a lot of the items that you return to the stores this week don't actually go back to the manufacturer. They actually get sold to third-party resellers who then put them on eBay at a discounted, rewrapped price, as
right,
they do.
Right,
Do you know anything about that? How does that work?
Sure, that's called reverse logistics. There are companies that buy pallets of returns, and what they'll do is the return might be a unopened good, or it might be a good that has been used, or it might be a defective. So they have to test everything out. Then what they'll do is they'll put it on eBay, or they'll put it on Amazon, or they'll sell it to like a secondhand store. And it's a real big business.
Wow, so you get some really discounted items this way, huh?
Right, but manufacturers don't like that type of system because on some of them they're used goods and people try and use the full warranty from the manufacturer.
All right, so buyer beware, definitely.
Right.
Hey, while we're at Amazon, a friend of mine bought one of these Amazon Echoes, the little cylindrical...
My dad got one, too.
...smartphone thing. Yeah, and it was pretty neat. I mean, we were in there last night and, asking it all kinds of stupid questions, and it's...
I've had one since March. I bought my father-in-law one. It's great if you're an Amazon Prime member because you can really get any of the millions of Amazon Prime songs to be streamed on the Echo. You can get weather, you can get news, you can get radio stations from TuneIn, from Pandora. It's really, it'll tell you jokes, knock-knock jokes. It'll control the lights in your home. The problem I see with it is that it is always listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what does that mean? What are they going to? Who collects that information?
Oh, Jennifer, who knows?
I know.
Well, supposedly nobody.
Is it Big Brother sitting up there sucking it all in?
Edward Snowden.
I don't know.
Edward Snowden.
Probably a lot of Big Brothers. I don't know who collects it. It's just right now. It's just an open mic.
Right. It doesn't store what you say. We hope. But if somebody wanted to tap into you, could they? I think that's probably the bigger question. So there it is. There's your tech segment with Richard Schemmel from Tech Media Observer on the Good Day. It's 58 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.